Welcome back to the outdoors. I tell you what, if you can kind of look around me here, you can kind of see the leaves are starting to change colors. There's a lot more leaves on the ground. And you know, we're kind of coming into early fall here. And with the days getting shorter, that means the leaves are starting to turn. The nights are getting cooler and they're starting to fall, which is one of my absolutely favorite times of the year. Why? Because deer season is here and I love to deer hunt. And so actually we're at the beginning of deer season. Archery season opened a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I haven't had a chance to get out there yet and archery hunt. For the first couple of weeks, honestly, it was like up in the mid 90s and even a heat index a few days there of 100. And that is just too hot for me. I'm a diehard hunter now, I'm telling you. But when you're having to fight those gnats and everything else, I just kind of wait for cooler temperatures. So right now, we're probably about 4 or 5 days away from muzzleload season opening up in our area. And this is also one of my favorite times of the year. And the reason why is because in our area, it kind of starts the pre-rut. And what that means is the bucks are kind of starting to get, they busted up from, hanging out with the guys all summer long in bachelor groups, or kind of starting to mark their own territory and kind of look for that future girlfriend. And so they kind of tend to leave a lot of calling cards behind. And even though, if you know me, if you've watched any of the episodes in the past, I am a meat hunter. I value success as what I can put on the table. But, you know, I do like to hunt for those bucks. And even though that what I'm about to show you is a lot of buck sign, that probably means there's does in the area too. And so let's talk about what I'm talking about here. And that means scrapes and rubs. So I'm going to show you one. Come with me. Walk right over here and we'll take a look. I found this a few days ago. And this is a rub that's made on a tree. Pretty good rub, in my opinion. And what a deer will do, what a buck deer will do, he will go over there and he'll rub up and down that tree. And he has scent glands that he'll deposit scent on there, kind of marking his territory. Letting others know, hey, he's here. And so that is a visual sign for us that we have a buck that has been at one point or time in this area, okay? And so when you see that, he's not going to come by necessarily and freshen that up a lot. That's probably going to be the last time he hits that. But it doesn't look, when I found it about 4 or 5 days ago, it was really fresh. So that means he's been here recently. And as soon as we do this video, I'm getting out of here today because I'm planning on being here in about 5 days because of what else I'm about to show you and kind of set up in this area for opening a muzzleload season. So if you'll pan down through here, Yolanda can kind of pan the camera, you can see there is the edge of the tree line down through here, and it goes and it wraps around to the river that's behind us, all right? And so we're fixing to walk down through here. But what we're actually doing right now, and what I'm going to talk about with you today is briefly, is scouting and how scouting pays early dividends and can get you success a lot quicker if you can get out there a little ahead of time and scout the area. Because over the year, they may change their pattern a little bit from where they were last year. And even though I hunt all over, I really love hunting the property that we have right here. And so we have a lot of permanent stands on this property and where we have food plots and food sources and all. But when you're scouting, you're going to look for the area that the deer are traveling the most, right? Because we'll talk about in another episode about, you know, how you pick sites for a permanent stand and all, and the importance of certain food sources. But right now, when we get out here and we scout, we may be looking for a food source, all right? So if you're on a property somewhere that you've never hunted, you go and you look for a food source. Maybe it's a white oak tree, red oak, pin oak, where they're dropping a lot of acorns and you see a lot of deer scat underneath there. And so that's where they're going to be coming there maybe to feed. Or you're looking for trails through the woods, maybe linking one section of property to the next. And what I'm about to show you here, you know, how we're in between the river and the woods. Now, deer, I've seen them swim rivers, all, you know, a bunch. They don't mind swimming a river, but typically they're not going to do it every day. All right, and so we've kind of got a boundary that we can lay at our back. And so so when I'm scouting here and I'm fixing to show you these scrapes and rubs, you're going to see that where a good spot might be to set up, but then I'm also going to hunt the wind because this deer is probably going to be coming from, there's a couple of trails in here, he's probably going to be coming from this area. I don't want my scent blowing back into this area, which that would be a north wind. I need a south wind blowing my scent back towards the river. So scouting, so important, and it can get you successful a lot quicker. So let's take a walk down through here, and I'm going to show you. We'll walk pretty quickly here. And I'll show you, if you come along through here, we find that that buck was walking right down the edge of this tree line, and he's rubbed up, and man, he's really whooped this spot up right here. I mean, this is a pretty good buck. I'm going to say this is a pretty good buck, but he has rubbed the fire out of this, broke that limb over. So he's getting pretty aggressive, and so I'm going to say this is going to be a decent deer. We walk right on down through here, and this is what I am really excited about, all right, is a scrape. Now, take a look at this scrape right here. So when you find this old buck, he's coming here and he's pawed the ground right here and pawed out where that dirt is. And we're gonna call this his business card, okay? So he's putting his business card out here and he's saying, hey, y'all, I'm a good looking dude and you know, this is my territory. And so he'll kind of leave some scent right down in there, and you can see how he's broke this limb over. And you can see he's pretty tall. I mean, he's pretty tall because he's rubbed around here on this limb. I shouldn't even touched it, but I did. But anyway, he's rubbing around here on this limb, leaving his scent. And then what this scrape is for, does will come by, and they'll leave their perfume there, okay? And so they're saying, hey, might want to get to know you. You know what I mean? So he's going to come through here and he's going to check this quite a bit. And what's exciting about this is 4 or 5 days ago when I was down here, I found this, and with all the leaves that's been falling, he's keeping this thing clean. And so that means he's in here about every day at some point, you know, scraping this and keeping it clean. All right, so let's walk a little more. So we're going to come on down through here kind of quickly. And one that wasn't here the other day, we find another one over here, another scrape, okay? So now we've got another scrape here, and you can see where he's just been kind of digging out around here. You can see kind of his hoof print down in there. He's bit this limb off right here, leaving his scent. So we've got another scrape, and let's walk right over here. One last thing, we come on down through here. And look at there. So there's another rub right there on another tree. And if we were to walk, oh, and he's even, I didn't see this. Look at this, my goodness. I mean, this old boy, he's getting aggressive. Look here. He has whooped the fire out of all this. Whew. Man, oh boy, I'm getting excited. We gotta do this video and get out of here, all right? But anyway, so the importance of scouting. And also, I kind of looked up through here real quick. We've got a, right on the other side of this ridge, we've got a food plot and a feeder set up. Right over here behind where we were at just a second ago is where we widened our pond out and did some dirt work, and I sowed wheat all over there, so there's a food source. So this dude is right in the middle. So where am I gonna be come Saturday? If there is a south wind, I'm probably gonna be right over there. I'm probably gonna either kind of get up in that oak right there, or I may, if I can get my climbing stand, there's another tree over there, and I may climb up in that tree. Probably more likely to be over there, up in that tree, over there by the pond, because it gives me a wider view of where the wheat is and all that. And I've kind of walked in the woods, and we won't go in there, but there's a couple of trails through there going from this section of property over to the where the food plot is and the permanent stand is over there. But why wouldn't I be in that permanent stand? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I feel confident this dude's going to come out of the woods and he's going to check this tree line. He's going to walk and check these scrapes, and I didn't find any scrapes over there. And so he may just go down here and eat wheat and turn around and come back through. So I don't want to set up over there. I want to set up right here. And so that's why scouting pays off big, because I want to get to this guy before anybody else gets to him. Exciting times. You know, all this prep work before hunting has me thinking about our approach to studying God's Word. Sure, you can just sit down and read, but will it be the most beneficial way? You know, just like we're out here scouting, we can do that with Scripture as well. Many people might suggest if you're new to reading the Bible that you would begin with the book of John. But why would they suggest that particular book? Hey, if we do a little scouting before we dive into chapter 1, we'll have our answer. Let me show you what I mean. Let's ask these questions. Who wrote the book? Who was it written to? Why did they write it, or what was the main purpose of the writing? You know, there are a lot of questions you can ask and research before you begin reading that will give you a better picture of the context of Scripture. For example, with John, the main purpose was to prove Jesus was the actual Son of God and that all who believe in Him will have eternal life. And knowing that it was written by John, one of the disciples, we know he had an eyewitness account to Jesus' miracles, teaching, death, and resurrection. He wrote this letter to new Christians and those that are searching for answers. And this is why John is a great place to begin. Whether you're a new believer, you're seeking out answers, or you've been a Christian for a long time, learning better ways to study the Word of God will also be beneficial. There's so much to discover by opening your Bible and digging into the truth. It's literally life-changing. You know, hopefully these scouting tips will be helpful to you as well, and I sure hope my scouting pays off in the deer stand with this deer. If you want to see more videos like these, follow us on Facebook and other social media platforms, or go to lifeword.org. Hey, I'm headed back out to the woods, so I'll see you next time, way out here in the great outdoors.